You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Live from CrimeCon.
Right?
Not really.
Not really. Not really.
We haven't even gone yet.
No, we haven't gone, and we would actually already be home.
But just barely.
Yeah, I mean, just barely. Barely, barely.
Yeah.
So we have a special treat for you today, actually.
Yes, listeners. We are mixing it up this week since we are going to be in Nashville working it.
Work it.
Hopefully down in some tequila with Nancy Grace. And such.
It could possibly happen.
You never know. So we are going to give our regular listeners a listen to a bonus crime that we did for Patreon or the Clink Clink subscribers back in 2020. I'm going to give you a little taste of what our bonus crimes are like. This case is all about none other than swimming superstar Olympian Ryan Lochte.
Mm-hmm.
I love
him.
So,
yeah, you love him. I started following him after we did this case, and I fell in love with him.
He's and
his
very
whole
lovable.
Little cute family. And
they're really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, since this was back in 2020, I have some updates on Ryan since this was recorded. So, listen until the end, and I will tell you all about them.
Awesome. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so let me tell you the deal with Ryan and the infamous night in Rio. First of all, Ryan is an amazing athlete. Amazing.
Clearly.
The only person in the world to have more Olympic medals than Ryan in all of the world, in all of sports. The only person, Michael Phelps.
That's also it. A swimmer. So you must be able to get a lot of medals being a swimmer. More
oh
than
my
like.
God, way to like knock him off his high horse. I mean, that's pretty good. I think you can get a lot of medals being like a decathlete and like crap like that too.
But if you're a basketball player, you're only getting one.
Okay, whatever.
Just saying.
He also holds 2 world records.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, faster than Phelps in those. And he has competed in 4 Olympic Games. His first was in Athens. He brought home a silver and a gold medal and went on to earn more medals in London, Beijing, and of course, Rio. But he's always kind of been in the shadow of Michael Phelps. What has happened over the years with these two is that Michael, with his studious, serious personality, was played up in the media and like he was some kind of superhero. And on the contrary, Ryan is kind of a goofball. He's not so serious. The best way I can describe Ryan is he's like Joey from Friends. He's a total Joey.
Yeah.
He loves a laugh and loves a good sandwich.
Listen, I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah. And Phelps is like Ross. I think he kind of takes himself very seriously, which is great. Like, I like Ross, but if I have to pick, Joey all day, right?
Sure. No, I agree. I want the fun one.
Yeah.
I like to party also, Ryan.
We know you like to party. Yeah. So up until 2015 in Rio, things were going pretty swimmingly for Ryan. He had a reality show on E! Called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? He had sponsors like Speedo and Ralph Lauren. He had an unbelievably fancy shoe collection featuring the pair he is most known for wearing that say they're like green and yellow and they say Ryan Lochte on the bottom. He also had a smoking hot girlfriend named Kayla Ray Reed. Super Disco Biscuit.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny because I was going to name Kyla Ray.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Kayla, who happened to be a Playboy playmate, Ryan, how they met these two crazy kids was Ryan DM'd her on Instagram. Apparently, he just slid in there like, hey, I'm taking a break from swimming and I'll be in LA if you want to hang out. That's how Olympians do it.
Yeah.
They say like, I'm taking a break from, you know, winning gold medals. Yeah.
That sounds like he's probably the only one that could like slide in a DM.
Pull that. Like, right, okay, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. She was 25 and she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was down to hang out and it's been love, 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 love ever since. The two had been together about 6 months before the Rio Games. So Kayla went with Ryan and his family to Rio, you know, to support him. The night that all Ryan's events were over, Ryan partied like a rock star or someone who had just won a gold medal, which she did. He's on top of the world in Rio. So him and some of his teammates didn't start to make their way back to Olympic Village until around 6 a.m. They took a taxi, which they had stopped at a gas station so they could pee. Side note, Ryan admits that he pees in the pool all the time. Okay. Love that about him.
You're not supposed to admit it. That's what I tell my kids. I'm like, don't say that you do it. If you do it, don't say it.
He told this story one time about how he couldn't even hold it till he got in the pool before a race and he peed while he was on the starting block.
Oh my God. Come on. Listen, that could happen to me.
We pee our pants all the time. That could totally happen to us. So I don't know why you were being all judgy.
Because I've had 3 kids, dude. Not because I'm, you know, some Speedo wearing Olympian.
Listen,
just saying.
Phelps is not going to admit that he pees in the pool.
I'm not so sure that. I bet you Michael Phelps is pretty honest. You know, he's got that.
So they had taken a taxi to the gas station, and that gas station bathroom outside was locked. And so they just went behind the building and took a leak. No judgment here, right?
Nope.
We pee anywhere and everywhere. And like we just said, sometimes in our pants. So after Ryan pees, he sees a poster in a metal frame kind of loosely hanging, and he ripped it down. Mm-hmm. Bonehead thing to do, but it is what it is, right?
Didn't somebody go to jail for like ever in China or something for doing that?
I think it was Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact things around that. When he did this with the poster, it made a loud noise against the building. It's like an aluminum sided building, mm-hmm. which alerted the man who was working as a security guard at the station. When Ryan and his teammates were back in the taxi, still parked at the gas station, this man told them they had to get out of the car because they caused damages. Ryan tried to give the man $20, but the man said, no, I have to call the owner. And this is, mind you, this is all like taking place in, you know, Portuguese
language. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ryan basically said, fuck this, let's go. And the man pulled out a gun and informed him, oh, no, 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 you're not going anywhere until the owner says it's okay. So Ryan and the teammates cooperate. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
With the man and wait on the curb. The security guy calls the owner of the gas station and tells him about the poster. And he also says Ryan broke the soap dish off the wall, which he didn't do. He never even went in the bathroom.
Okay.
At one point, while waiting for the owner to come to the station, Ryan stands up and says, this is crazy. Let's go. And the man points the gun at him. Another security guard joined him as well. So now there are two men with guns holding the guys. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the owner shows up and they agree on $50 to cover the damages. And Ryan and the guys leave. On the way back, I mean, just you can kind of imagine how crazy this is. I mean, we're just not used to this being U.S. citizens.
No, this is
that
scary.
Security guards hold guns.
Yeah.
On the way back, it's now around 7 a.m. Okay, so he's been drinking all night long. Okay.
All night.
That's
all
right.
All night long.
7 a.m., Ryan calls Kayla and tells her, still drunk, dude, you are not going to believe what happened. We were held at gunpoint. Kayla was with Ryan's mom, who overheard the conversation. Mm-hmm. Ryan didn't even directly tell his mommy this. Ryan's mom overhears the conversation and then got on a bus for something to go somewhere within the Olympic Village and started talking to people about what happened. That, oh my God, Ryan was robbed. This is like real crazy in Olympic Village, you know, and Ryan is like a real big deal. He's not, you know, like.
Yeah, he's winning medals.
Yeah, he's winning medals, right? So like a game of telephone, the story is getting convoluted. The media is all over it, and they start to hear reports that Ryan was robbed at gunpoint in Rio while the games are still going on. Just Ryan's events are over. And so naturally, that is a big story. And Ryan is just rolling around the village without even a clue how much momentum the story has taken on. Like, he just told his girlfriend. Then around 9 a.m., Billy Bush, the one and only. Do you remember him?
I do remember him.
Yeah, he got in all the trouble with Trump, an audio recording. Okay, mm-hmm. So Billy Bush spots Ryan stumbling around, still reeking of alcohol.
God.
He says, and he's like, oh my gosh, here's Ryan. Everyone's talking about him. So he asked him to tell him what happened. And he says, oh, okay, while I have you here, like, we don't have time to get a camera crew. I'll just tape it on my iPhone. The interview was cut off after just a minute by the Olympic Committee, but that didn't stop NBC by putting it out there. I will play it for you now, and then we'll talk about the problems.
So what happened? You were held at gunpoint last night. What happened? Well, who were you with? What time of night? Who pulled you over?
I was with a couple stores. We were coming back from the trainer's house, and we got pulled over in our taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not getting down on the ground. And then the guy pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead. He said, get down. And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
Okay, so it's just over a minute. The audio quality is really bad because it was on Billy Bush's iPhone and they were standing outside at the beach.
Yeah.
So the problems are, one, he left out the part about the poster.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they pulled them over, which is not true. He was at the gas station to pee and they didn't take his wallet.
Yeah. Why did he say they took his wallet?
He just lied and he embellished and he paid a price for that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So it's just really ironic that Billy Bush is kind of responsible for this audio clip that took Ryan down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It would later be an audio clip that would take Billy Bush down.
Right.
In the future, it's like
sometimes like, I don't know, like karma or
I don't know
what.
Billy Bush feels real bad about it.
About this audio clip.
Yeah. Now, I think it's worth noting that Billy Bush was at the time the new kid on the block at the Today Show. And I read an article that there was some mean girl shit going down there. They were not inviting him to sit at the cool kids table like all their little, you know, dinners and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had come from Access Hollywood and they fancied themselves like too highbrow for that. So they were bitter AF that he got an exclusive.
Got it.
And when he tried to defend Lochte saying, okay, he embellished, but you guys, having a gun pointed at you in a foreign country is still scary. They ripped him a new one on TV, especially Al Roker. He was extra mad about it. And they all think that, I mean, I think that they extra shamed Ryan on account of their own beef with Billy Bush. Like, this is your side of it. Well, we're going to take this other side. And everybody just jumped on that bandwagon with them. The media repeatedly reported that Ryan filed a false police report, which is what I thought.
Yeah, I thought that too.
He never did. All he did was tell his girlfriend and stumble up on Billy Bush.
Oh my God. That's it. Yeah, for sure. We all thought that he filed the police report.
No, he never did.
Okay.
So while this is going on, all this, you know, making headlines, the police in Rio are investigating because it's super bad to have this kind of black mark on your country's reputation for tourism during the Olympics.
Yeah,
super
for
bad.
Sure.
So they want to clear that shit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, let's be real. Not so sober Ryan was not capable of considering this repercussion of his embellishment that morning that he talked to Billy Bush.
And how old is he at this point?
He was 32.
A little bit older than I would want him to be.
I would want him to be 22.
Yeah.
But he has been, you know, I mean, I think with these famous people, sometimes they're kind of locked into the age where they first became famous, which he first became a big deal at a really young age.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
So while all the Ryan is an embarrassment to the USA chatter is going on, the Brazil police fuel the fire by announcing that he vandalized the bathroom. The Rio chief of police gave a news conference saying Ryan vandalized the bathroom, that Ryan never went in. So for the record, I want to say the police chief in Rio is a liar.
Well, he wants to now make himself look good, so he's embellishing.
Or yeah, his country, but I'll bet he didn't lose his job over it like Ryan did.
Yeah, no, he didn't, I'm sure.
We pretty much know exactly what did and did not happen because there was surveillance video. And eventually they did release that to the public. Shortly after the incident, Ryan flew home as planned, but his teammates had later flights and they were pulled off of them. Like, pulled off the plane.
The teammates.
The teammates, and oh, had their passports taken.
I remember this part.
While the Brazilians completed the investigation as to what happened.
Yeah, I remember that. That's scary.
That is scary. And they're like, we peed on the side of a building. That's it. And Ryan ripped down a poster, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't portrayed like, wow, the Brazilians are kind of a bunch of assholes, you know? Like, the story was in the media was Ryan was the asshole because he abandoned his teammates and left them to take the fall.
Yeah. I mean, media is so awful.
Yeah.
They can turn anything into anything. And we all know that. I mean,
do we? We need reminders sometimes.
Listen, we all know in the back of our head, but we all listen to all this shit. I mean, look at what's going down right now in the media. I mean, I don't even know what to believe out of anything. So, yeah, I mean, yes, we do need reminders.
We need reminders. Question everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ryan could not win and he felt terrible that his teammates were facing consequences for something he basically caused. In the end, Ryan and his teammates were cleared of criminal charges in Brazil, but it took them a year to decide that. That is a long time to have that looming over your head over peeing on the side of a building.
Yeah. Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Ryan was suspended from competitive swimming for 10 months and he lost his sponsorships.
Wow.
But, Tabby, you know what he didn't lose? His smoking hot girlfriend.
Well, at least he kept something.
Yeah. Kayla, and guess what?
What?
A month after the Rio Games, she found out she was preggers.
Oh, you know, that happens.
That happens, right? So Ryan says that she saw something in him that he didn't see, and she told him he was a fighter. Kayla also paid a price. She lost modeling jobs on account of her association with Ryan. So she was like with like monster energy and like stuff like that, like stuff Playboy models do. And they ditched her.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
So you would think she would ditch him, right? But she didn't. And they kept on pushing on with a few jobs that they could get. And Ryan would go on to do stuff like Celebrity Big Brother, which he was only on for like 2 weeks. And then he did Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he did.
He did Dancing with the Stars.
Who was this
and it
person?
Was actually, I don't know. I don't remember who his person was, but it was protested. People were that bitter over Brazil. Like they stormed.
God, get the fuck over it.
They stormed his on-air appearance.
Oh, my God. People just need something to do. And so that, I think, is a little extra. Like,
yeah, it is a little extra.
Yeah.
Ryan was able to get a commercial. He did it for like a debt-free organization. It was like, everybody needs a second chance. So, I mean, that was kind of good, right? So Ryan, it turns out, maybe needs a third chance because he had another setback that resulted in an even longer suspension from competitive swimming.
Oh, my God, what now?
Than the deal in Rio. Oh, my gosh, you're going to die. Ryan and his now wife, Kayla, posted a picture of them trying to boost their immune systems for cold and flu at an IV clinic. The two received IVs of B12.
Mm-hmm.
Which is allowed, but not in the amount that they received. I guess I was confused about this because it's like, seriously, what is the big deal, right? But I guess it's because athletes can do these B12 IVs to flush actual illegal drugs out of their system, so they're just not allowed to do it.
Oh, Okay.
But Ryan was not aware of this rule. He says,
and it was just like they posted it on their social media, like going to get a B12 shot.
Yeah. Yeah. He says if he was aware, obviously he wouldn't have done it. And also, obviously, he wouldn't have posted a picture about it.
Hello.
Yeah.
You got to be a real idiot if you actually knew and then posted a picture of it.
Right. Right. He received a 14-month suspension for this.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Fine him or something. He gave a press conference after this, and he apologized. His apology reminds me so much of my husband. He looks real cute in a suit at this press conference, and he gives this apology the way my husband apologizes sometimes, where he's like, I'm really sorry. And it's like you can see him like close his eyes and focus on just not saying but, like it's taking everything in him to not say but, like he pinches his forehead. He's like, and that's it. And that's it. But you know.
But he wants to be like, but it was a B12 shot that everybody
and
you
guys are effing crazy. And I'm in a goldfish bowl because of Rio. This is so balls. Yeah, that's what he wants to say. You know,
you almost want him to say it.
You do. But you can't.
You almost
right?
want him to be like, fuck, like you guys, let me tell you what the real story is, except for if he did. Nobody would play that whole thing. They would just take clips and be like, look at this douchebag. Which they right. already were like, look at this douchebag. So maybe he should have.
So, I mean, he's an easy target. You know, he's just like kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so after the B12 incident, Ryan kept on keeping on because he wants a chance at Tokyo. The thing about Ryan that is often overlooked because he is such a goofball is how hard he actually trains. I mean, he puts in just as much time as anyone else, you know, including Phelps. He has a crazy training schedule and has consistently done it all this time, despite all of the setbacks. Since losing his big endorsements, his life with his wife and their son, Caden.
Oh, same name as my son.
Mm-hmm. Their life has been pretty simple considering his Olympic status. They just moved from a apartment to a like suburbia style house.
Where?
In Gainesville, Florida. It looks extra cute. I mean, his wife has, she's got good style.
Listen, I hate to say this because we have a lot of lovely our friends, listeners in Florida, mm-hmm. but maybe he shouldn't live in Florida.
Well, he has to. I'm going to tell you why. This house that they moved into, like I told you, is extra cute, but it's the fifth time they've moved since 2016. So I think it's been hard with his training schedule, financially, all of that. He sold his fancy shoe collection on Poshmark for $75 to $900 a pair in 2018.
So he needs money.
Yeah, he needs money. So about Gainesville, Florida, little side note, you can rent a nice apartment, like a really nice apartment in one of those nice complexes with a pool and a gym and everything for $500 a month. You can even buy a decent home for $250,000. And for $1 million, you're like, you know, baller.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give it up for Ryan for the amount of humble pie he has graciously gobbled down. He went back to his old coach in Gainesville, Tap. That's why he's there. And he trains next to the new up and coming swimmer named Caleb Dressel, who, you know, he's like the new protege, and he's 12 years younger than him. Ryan also competes at just about any YMCA swim meet he can get into because he needs practice competing.
Yeah.
And he stays hours after until every autograph and picture is done. He's never turned a person down.
Wow. How old is he now?
He's coming up on 37.
Yeah. I was thinking that he's got to be old.
Yeah.
How old is Michael Phelps?
I don't know. Who cares?
I know, but I'm just wondering, like, when do you retire?
Oh, swimming, yeah. I think is early 30s is late. I think he was already late to the party. Yeah.
So this might be his last hurrah. And then he was like,
this is his last hurrah. Listen, his training schedule is brutal. And now he does it along with being a dad of two and picking up his son from, you know, to and from school and taking his son along with him to workouts in the weight room. I mean, it's one thing when you're like the young athlete that does this training all day and has sponsorships and then, you know, DoorDashes some In-N-Out burger to your apartment.
Subway.
It's another thing when you're like a dad, you know, of two and you've got, you know, a family and obligations.
100%. Yeah.
Right? It's extra. So go Ryan. Mm-hmm. The swim brand TYR Tier is sponsoring him now, which is awesome. I'm sure that's why he moved out of that apartment into the house.
Yeah.
And he's anxiously awaiting the Olympic trials. But due to the COVID situation, he's still waiting to find out if he can compete again at the Olympics. It would be his first time competing at the Games without Phelps. So that would be awesome, right?
That would be awesome, except for Caleb.
It's okay. Listen, it's okay. He just needs to get out of the shadow of Phelps. He knows that if he doesn't make it to Tokyo, the last thing people will remember about him is Rio. He also says in this new documentary about him on Peacock, you have to download the Peacock app to watch it, but I recommend that he used to care so much about what people thought about him, but he just can't do that anymore. His job is doing what's best for his family, and he wants his kids to see that he did not give up. And this is what I think. I know Ryan is not going to hear this, especially because it's bonus content, but I think that for what it's worth, whether Ryan makes it to Tokyo or not, you are still a champion to me. I will root for you at the Olympics or in life. Por vida.
Oh, Gretchy.
And I love his wife, too. They're the cutest.
That is so not what I was expecting of this bonus episode last week that you told me.
Yeah. I thought I was going to look into this crime, and I thought I was going to see that he did this bonehead thing in Rio.
And he was a bonehead.
And he was a bonehead, and I was going to make fun of him. And I had to check myself and go, oh, no, he's a sweet little Joey.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. And now I want everyone to join in.
Well, I like that. Okay.
And he's a good looking guy.
Well, that always helps.
Yeah, it does.
You know, my crime next week is also about a really good looking guy, but I think we'll have the opposite outcome of what you think, you know. Sometimes those good-looking guys are douchebags all the way around.
Right.
But not Ryan.
Not Ryan.
He, you know what I hate? I hate that it is sometimes where one thing just fucking ruins your life.
Everything. My God. I mean, who of us has not embellished something at a young age? Or said something really dumb or whatever. And then for it to ruin everything.
This is also like something that we've been dealing with this week is just teaching even our children that things that they put into the universe online, on a cell phone, on an iPad, doesn't just get erased. So it's like he just spoke to somebody's cell phone. Never got erased.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of myself doing something exactly like that, but I have heard guys do it time and time again. Yeah. I think guys really like are likely to embellish, you know, stories. I worked on boats for years with guys. It was definitely like a, you know, one-upper kind of thing. And I'm sure Ryan intoxicated with Billy Bush, who was like another like kind of like cool guy. Like, hey, bro, yeah, tell me your story. He was like, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's like, listen to this crazy shit. I mean, yes. Yes.
If he would have just found his way to his people before he went down to the beach, they would have knocked some sense into him. Like, don't talk about this to anyone because of the repercussions it will have for Brazil.
100%. Maybe he needed to have his people with him.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why people in high places have people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me or you walking down the beach, nobody's going to stop us and put us on the news.
No way.
Do something stupid.
No way.
Yeah. So that's interesting and awesome that you told that. I'm so glad that I now know that Ryan is not a douchebag.
He's not a douchebag, and we're going to root for him hard.
Yeah, 100%. When they have the Olympic,
he's got to make it past the trials.
I hope he does, but when are we going to have the Olympics?
2021, fingers crossed, but who knows?
Fingers crossed.
Are you still in love with Ryan?
Well, you know.
What's not to love?
I mean, come on. And what are the updates? I mean,
okay.
Okay.
Okay, so when we recorded this, I was so rooting for Ryan at the Olympic trials in Tokyo.
I know.
Remember, they got like put off because of COVID and everything. But Ryan placed seventh and did not earn a spot on the Olympic team.
It's so sad.
I know, but it's not no shame in Ryan's game. You know, it's not stopping him. I can report him and Kayla are still the cutest family in Gainesville, Florida. Mm-hmm. They welcomed their third child last year. I listened to an interview that Ryan did for the All Sports podcast this January, and you know, it's on YouTube, y'all, if you want to check it out. And you know, he just came off like the guy I fell in love with back in 2020.
Well,
it's an interesting interview. He talks about his relationship with Michael Phelps. And just kind of reiterated the story we just talked about, that is, you know, never give up.
Totally.
He said he believes everything happens for a reason, and the reason he lost everything, you know, except his family, was so that he could focus on them and be a good dad.
Okay.
That's so sweet, right?
Yeah.
He said he's not defined by swimming, and being a dad is by far the most important thing he's ever done. Ryan hasn't competed since the Olympic trials, and he hasn't formally retired from swimming, but I don't see competitions in his future, but he's still very much involved with the sport. He holds camps and clinics all over. According to his website, it looks like all his weekends are booked with events.
Wow. They're
great big events. He also has his own line of athletic gear, which can be purchased on his website, Lochte Forever. What resonates with me about his story is that, you know, like we all do dumb stuff at some point. His dumb stuff was just under a microscope. I think that Ryan's story shows, you know, if you own your mistakes and you really are a good person, you know,
it shows.
It does show, you know, it's the long game. Keep swimming. You will persevere.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Swimming.
That is what we should call this episode. Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. Boom.
And it would have been so easy for Ryan to just kind of drop off and not face the critics, but he didn't. And he had the balls to go back to the trials. Right? You know, I mean, that is like, that's just awesome.
I think it's awesome too. And he got seventh. I mean, dude, that's pretty damn good.
Still awesome,
I mean, like,
right?
Super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything you read about him now shows, you know, he doesn't take anything for granted. He still stays and signs every autograph at every meet. And he just loves swimming.
you know,
he's got chlorine in his veins.
Well, that's not good. But I do like that from people, because I feel like, and not to toot our own horn here, but we, I think, are humbled, and some other people aren't humbled. You know, like they get, not that we're famous at all, but I just have seen many people even become like famous in their own little circle. And then they just
fancy
they ditch
themselves
out.
A big deal. Yeah.
And it's like, no, the fact that he is a big deal, right? So it's like
he's
still
big deal,
signing autographs and still doing things for kids and still, you know, interested in just humbling himself is really, it shows a lot of character.
It does. Yeah. So Ryan's wife, Kayla, who stuck by him, is a successful realtor in the Gainesville area. It looks like she's killing it. You know, I checked out her listings. Okay. When Ryan was asked what's next, he said he just wants to build a legacy for his kids that they will be proud of. And I think he already has.
Yeah, he's
and
done it.
We'll continue to
check that box
to do so. Yeah, check that box, Ryan.
Good.
You're all good in the hood. If I was in Florida, I would take my kids to one of these swim clinics. They look awesome.
Your kids would dig it.
They're swimmers.
Yeah, they are swimmers. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And if you guys want more cases like that, check out our Patreon or our Clink Club if you listen on Apple. Gretchy does great stories every single month. And then you also get another bonus episode from Gretch and I on Thursdays every single week. There's
kind
also
of a shoot the shit, current events, what have you.
Give you a little deeper insight into what we're up to. Also, there are different levels. So if you are part of the sticker club, don't you worry. All those stickers are packed and ready to go. I got the cutest damn stickers ever. Okay. So
she really did. I'm impressed.
You guys are coming. It's coming to you very shortly. And then also our VIP members, your swag is on its way too. I've been very busy this week, even though I'm very busy doing other things like Crime Con. But I did not forget about you, because you guys are super special. So anyways, check out, seriously, our Patreon. It is where it's at on Thursdays.
Or Clink Clink Club. And I can't wait to get back already so we can talk all about it.
I know. Okay. Clink Clink, guys.
Clink Clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.